You may not know it, but little parts of Burlington showed up in a recently released and highly reviewed video game. Back in March, independent development studio Ivy Road released its first ever game. Wanderstop is a narrative-centric, cozy game about change and tea. Gamers play as Alta, a fallen fighter who trades in their sword for a kettle as they manage a magical tea shop. The game's lead designer, Stephen Margolin, is a Queen City resident and a graduate of Champlain College. Vermont Public's Nathaniel Wilson recently spent some time with Margolin to play the game and learn about his creative process.
Wanderstop is a cozy game, and if you don't know what that is, you're not alone. Cozy is a trendy and more loosely defined genre of video game. Stephen Margolin, the lead designer of Wanderstop, says most video games are classified by what they do. First-person shooters are a good example. In those games, you view the world through a playable character's eyes and usually have a gun.
But cozy games themselves are weird and nebulous. Like, cozy is what makes you feel good, and it's more of an aesthetic sensibility, and within that, there are some pretty common signifiers that reoccur, like tea, obviously.
Wanderstop is full of warm colors and interactive elements, including pink grass and purple trees. The farming sim elements mean that the forest is as much a character as Boro, your guide through the story and the tea shop's owner. Players work at the shop, growing a garden to harvest plants and fruits to brew tea for travelers making their way through the forest.
Grab that tea ball off the shelf. You'll need that too.
I played some of the game while Margolin guided me through it. After taking a request from Fancy Bird, who he says is one of the game's more polarizing characters, I checked my field guide and set out to gather the elements needed to make the bird's request. A soothing cup of lavender tea with some cheeky color tweaks.
The chip plant? Or no, the mess... Oh, yes. I made the messberry plant. Of course, it's right there.
Yes, you made a messberry plant, and now it's all filled in.
Okay. It's beautiful, but it's not what I need.
No.
Margolin worked on Wanderstop's gameplay mechanics, level design, and more. He says game design is about communication.
It's about taking an idea that exists somewhere and turning it into a reality that can be shared with someone halfway around the world who doesn't speak my native language, who has a weird hunk of plastic with buttons on it.
After graduating with a bachelor's degree in game design from Champlain College in 2018, Margolin secured an internship at Game Theory, a game design and development collective based in Burlington. 7 years later, he's had about a dozen job titles at several studios. He says stability is not guaranteed in this field.
Working in the game industry, you should always have 2 or 3 months worth of rent saved up. Always. At any time. Because you could lose your job at any time.
Before joining Ivy Road, the company that developed Wanderstop, Margolin worked at Niantic, a software development company based in San Francisco, best known for developing Pokemon Go. In the summer of 2022, Niantic laid off 8% of its workforce, including Margolin. After losing his job, he cold emailed Ivy Road with an updated resume and a message detailing his experience and excitement about the company.
And then I end it by saying, I would really love to make games with you. I'm excited by what's going on here. And I also love that you have stable funding. Hit me up. And then they did.
Margolin says living in Vermont's biggest city allows him to build community while also finding joy and inspiration for games through the place he lives.
Being able to like go to Dobra and get like really good loose leaf tea to inspire me for this tea game. Being able to walk around to all of our beautiful parks. At my last apartment, I had a garden which helped me shape and understand a lot of like the gardening mechanics that I put into this game.
We ended our time together by walking to a street corner in Burlington's Old North End. The spot features a view of the Intervale Center. It's somewhere that Margolin frequents on walks.
What did you feel when the game went live?
The day Wanderstop launched, it was still very muddy, but I walked down to the salmon hole anyway, and I stood out there looking at the Winooski River, feeling the sun on my back, and two ducks swam by, and it was incredibly peaceful.
Ivy Road paid for Margolin and friends to have a Wanderstop release party at Queen City Brewery, but soon after, it was back to work on what he calls game number two. And for now, Margolin says that's all he can say about it. For Vermont Public, I'm Nathaniel Wilson.